So in this episode, we will discuss the text for methodological application. That's the poem Red Wheelbarrow. Actually, it's a modernist poem written by William Carlos Williams and it's published without a title in the Hybrid Collection. And this is an excellent example for imagism. Imagism is a major movement in Anglo-American poetry in the 20th century, mainly focused on the precision of imagery and sharp language. So these poets rejected the sentiment and discursiveness of Romantic and Victorian poetry. And this image is stressed for classical values. And they used free verse and single image to reveal the whole essence of the poem. And in art and literature, the term avant-garde also means advanced garde, identifies an experimental work of art which is aesthetically innovative and ideologically unacceptable to the artistic establishment of the time. Actually, this avant-garde is a term, it's a military metaphor, and they challenged the established tradition of artistic and aesthetic validity of their time, and they promoted progressive and radical politics. So in an essay written by Benjamin Olint Roderick, it's an avant-garde. The name of the essay is The Artist, The Scientist and The Industrialist. There he uses the political usage and he identified the moral obligation of the artist as to serve the people, because the power of the art is indeed the most immediate and fastest way to realize social, political and economic reforms. So it also pushed the aesthetic boundaries of societal norms. And this avant-garde movement is related to other socio-cultural functions of Dadaism, Futurism and Surrealism. So this poem, Red Wheelbarrow, was originally published in Spring and All. It is written in a haiku free verse poem form. So it said that this poem sprang from the affection for an old Negro named Marshall. And this Marshall was a fisherman and he had to work in the cold, freezing water, and he said he didn't feel cold and never felt cold until recently. So here the poet likes that man and his son Milton. So this is the background for writing this poem, and in the background he saw the red wheelbarrow surrounded by white chickens. So the poem reflects the poet's affection for the old man and his son. So this is an actual base for the poem. So prior to this revelation of Marshall, some critics believed that it was about one of William's patient, a little girl who was seriously ill. Here the poet wants to show that simple things are also important, showing the simplicity of language, which is one of the major features of modernism. And it also shows the relationship between man and nature. And here rain symbolizes loss, death and tears, and also sadness and despair. So it's like, to quote the poem, so much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. So only six lines are there. So it begins like, so much depends upon. So no beginning and no exact reason. Something depends upon something. So maybe the relation between man and nature, maybe the man's relation to the family, or his the hardships of the life. So something depends upon a red wheelbarrow, maybe the hard work by Marshall, and he's also a red wheelbarrow in the background covered by so that the red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater. So it's glazing in the water droplets, and beside it were a lot of white chickens. So here, if we are asked to write the methodological application, we can simply use some of the methods in postmodernism. We have already studied about discontinuity, intertextuality, temporal distortion, magic realism, minimalism, fabulation, schizophrenia. So we'll begin with discontinuity. So we can claim that actually there is no continuation, just 6 lines, and it begins in the middle of something. That is, the whole life depends upon this red wheelbarrow, or the whole life depends on his work in the sea. And he also says that the red wheelbarrow is glazing in the rainwater. Maybe that he is facing so much difficulties in his life, so it makes him earn his blood. And the barrow was surrounded by white chickens. Maybe the purity of life, maybe the simplicity of life, maybe the affection towards the life or his family. So we can analyze the poem in various ways. So it begins with so much depends upon, maybe so much depends on the work. He is very dependent to the nature. So there we can state the term discontinuity. Then next is shaping of a text. Next is intertextuality, that is shaping of a text, meaning by another text, that is by quotation, allusion, plagiarism, or by translation, pastiche, or parody. Some part is borrowed from some other text. Maybe some thoughts related to any previous reading the author has in mind. That also we can use. Another term we can use is temporal distortion. That is, author breaking up the chronological flow of events in a non-linear fashion. For example, he leaps from past to present things, then history and culture. If you are discussing about history and culture which do not fit to the era of that work, here we can say he is breaking up the chronological flow of events. That is, so many events are not discussed in the first 2 lines. He just saying so much depends upon, the fisherman is so much depends upon his work, or so much depends upon nature, or so much depends upon his family. So likewise we can write, next he is talking about the red wheel barrow. Maybe it symbolizes his work. Sometimes it is related to his work or related to his life. And the symbol red is also noticeable. And wheel barrow, it is circular in shape. Maybe the life cycle of his life. So everything depends upon his life and work. Next he is talking about glazed with rainwater. It also shines. It, even though the wheelbarrow is red, his life is also shining like rainwater. So he had happiness in his life. Sometimes it will bring happiness in his life. So likewise we can continue writing. Beside the white chickens shows the purity of his life, show the happiness of his life, or maybe the siblings, or maybe family, maybe his relationship between the nature and other living organisms. Another aspect we can use is magic realism, that is fantastical events in realistic tone. Here he is saying that the red wheelbarrow is glazing with rainwater, so that aspect can be stressed. Next is fabulation, that is blending fantasy, magic, myth, supernatural elements in the narrative. Here there are no such supernatural elements, but we can attribute such a thing in this line. A red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater, maybe the favor of God, maybe the rays of the sun, with the help of rays of the sun, or symbolizing the wheel of our life. Or it may be related to some myth. Likewise, we can attribute things. And fabulation, it also means often giving fantastical elements into everyday setting. Next is pastiche, where an artist takes the central idea or theme of a work and uses that to create an original piece. Or otherwise we can say that it's an imitation of another sister. Hestish, a word meaning means to combine or paste together. Here also we can claim that three or four things are combined. First, he is saying that so much depends upon, maybe his life depends upon. And next, directly he comes to the wheelbarrow, no continuity. That is, first we told about discontinuity. And again, the next thing he is saying about glazed with rainwater. And next is, the aspect is beside the white chickens. So he is combining various elements and also giving life to everyday settings of his life, trying to giving a meaning to his life, and all the four things are combined in a discontinuous manner. One more thing we can add, maybe black humor, that is depressing complexities of modern life. Here also this word, the red wheelbarrow, it may be showing the various complexities of his life. His life is very difficult. He had to stand deep in the ice cold water for doing fishing. So that also we can use. And then coming to schizophrenia, it means breakdown in the signifying chain which constitutes meaning. That's in the literary aspect. So as a poem, we can analyze in various ways what comes to your mind. In every reading, we will get new ideas. So you have to combine all these aspects. You have to present it in various paragraphs. Then overall figure of that poem. Then about these lines. And also you have to mention these various features of postmodernism.